It's been a while since we've gotten together to do podcasts. That's partly because Adam's been off interstate.
Yes, I got to disappear.
You've been playing with robots, as I understand.
Yeah, we had another first robotics competition year. Again, it was an interesting year, this one. The contest was a bit different than last year. So we had to build robots that could pass a series of medieval defences like moats and drawbridges and so on in order to shoot what they officially called boulders but were technically foam balls. Through a tower and score points, and then they could score, if they could climb the tower, they could score massive extra points. Remembering that these are robots that weigh up to 80 kilos, travel at 20 kilometres an hour. These are big robots.
So you want to send them up a ramp into the tower?
Well, one of the actual techniques to get across the defences was just to go very, very fast and hope a lot.
Yep,
and that worked for some things.
I can actually see that, yeah.
So I was working on my stand. I had two teams in Adelaide this year. Our first time we had Padare get involved in it. And Padare College, it was their rookie year, so we were helping out them a bit.
Yep.
And the Rubberoos have been doing this for years. And got contacted by First Australia to say that they had been given a lot of money through Google and sponsorship, and mostly through Google, but Macquarie and Google and Ford had got together to support and a whole stack of teams around Australia. In particular, Padare was in that group, but within the rural settings in New South Wales in particular, northern New South Wales. And they wanted to send a team of three mentors to visit, well, two teams of three mentors, but to visit those towns and help them build their first robots. So,
that's very cool.
You know, they gave me a total of about 6 days' notice to announce that I'm willing to disappear for 2.5 weeks to travel in the outback in cars with people I've never met before. But that's all right. That's how things go, isn't it? So, yeah, so I got to go around to outback towns. We visited the towns of Weewaw, Weewaw High School, which has about 160 students.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Camden Haven, which is on the coast of New South Wales, up near towards Coffs Harbour and that end of it, in the rainforest. And that was an interesting experience because I got to stay with a maths teacher who's an old surfer who has his own little off-the-grid house in the middle, just on the outskirts of a national park near the coast with solar power and everything because he's got nothing else, and a composting toilet, which was an interesting experience for our American guest who was coming along with us.
Oh, it would have been, yep.
And bats and everything else. That was a nice place. And then we went on to visit Musselbrook and Dunedoo and build robots in each of them.
It's just such an Australian name.
Yeah, it is. Dunedoo is odd. It stands for, apparently it's Aboriginal for black swan, but it's a little bit debatable as to how that happened because there were no black swans in there one time when they settled it, so that's a bit weird. Anyway, so it was a nice time. We went to each one of those towns. We had 2 days to build a robot in, and then we ran away. And either we managed to build a working robot with the kids in every town.
Mm.
And then in March, they all turned up at the Australian regionals, and we were told beforehand that the schools that we were visiting would turn up with exactly what we left them. And Dunedoo did, with a slight change, but Dunedoo were in an unfortunate situation of not really having the same... some of the other schools were able to get in support from other areas in the school and technical teachers and so on, and Dunedoo couldn't, so it was limited to what the kids do on their own.
Yeah.
So we gave them a robot with a bucket on the top, and they still had a robot with a bucket on the top. So that, but they performed very well and had practiced driving instead, so they were very good at that. But the other three schools had all done something cool. Weewaw had turned their robot into effectively a tractor. They'd gone around to John Deere and asked for parts and... at one stage they said they want to put lights on it while I was there, and I said, we always put lights on it, and they said, great, we'll go out and buy lights. So I went and came back with tail lights from a car and said, can we attach these? Yes, we can attach them. So so they had a green yellow robot with a tractor front end on it that could pick up balls in a little scoop, and it was a beautiful piece of work, all made out of steel and aluminium, and the aluminium boat was a sign that was in the front of one of their farms that they pulled down and donated. Musselbrook is a coal mining town, and so they produced effectively a steel robot that you drag out in what looked like a mining cart before each contest. It was beautiful and superb robot. And Camden Haven just realised that they could keep their robot really, really simple, go really, really fast, and then just pray a lot, and that's what they did. And they went extremely well because they deliberately did the changes we suggested, and Anne just made the fastest, most insane robot we watched, and it was great to see that. And what was neat, but out of the six teams I was back, I was supporting, five of them made it into the finals in
That's
some way.
Very
nice.
Out of there were 46 teams at the competition, only less than half of that could make it into the finals, or roughly half. And so only one of those teams didn't make it, and that was really not their fault. It was just that their robot was good, but not quite the same level as the others. So I was pretty pleased to see it. It didn't matter who was in the finals. I had someone to cheer for every single round. That worked well for me.